Hare Krishna. Just a brief report of things that I haven't participated in. Namely, yesterday's leadership sangha. After giving class, I just came back and I was so tired and exhausted, or I guess weak is the word. I just spent the whole day here. Aside from the fact that it was pouring rain outside in Mayapur, which is really unusual for this time of year, and it was also very cool, so I didn't want to compound my health situation or make it any worse by stepping in any puddles and walking around in the rain. But from reports that I received from Radha Krishna Prabhu, who spent the day there, there are many, many devotees, maybe 800-900 devotees here internationally. And they're doing the whole skew. I can't even count how many seminars are going on parallel with each other. And they get repeated also, so that if the devotees miss it once because they went to something of their preference, and they can go back again at another day to that same seminar. I think they're being presented three times. We, the committee, which is called the Lines of Authority Committee, that I'm part of, made a presentation, which unfortunately, I wasn't there, on Guru Dakshin, which is a very controversial topic, and even controversial among the members of the committee. And I heard that that went well. There were about 70-75 devotees present there. And although other Vaishnavas are making other presentations, I have no particular seminar that I'm giving. I'll just go. I'll try to leave this. I'll go out this morning. It's nearby, not far away. It's between where I am and the temple. And I'll try to hear. It's a nice change, not to have to be talking or presenting, but just being able to listen and hear. And as I went over the schedule, there are a lot of very nice, attractive programs going on. And then the afternoon is meant to be parikrama. And this morning, although forecast was for rain, but the sun shining very nicely, and it doesn't look like it's going to rain, although I doubt that I really got the energy to go anywhere, although I would very much like to go on parikrama. Seems like every second day there's parikrama. Lokanath Swami Maharaj is organizing. And hopefully when I get back some strength, I can do that. And this morning I was listening to discussion, Srila Prabhupada in Honolulu, 1976, where he's talking to Kumar Krishna Maharaj and Drishtadyumna Swami. And they were giving him the report on the assessment of preaching in China. And it was very interesting to hear Srila Prabhupada's reaction to communism and why the Mao's plan, Prabhupada called them the rascal Mao, that why his plan for making everyone equal is not going to work. And then interestingly, on this conversation, Srila Prabhupada sort of analyzes the report and said, no, better don't go there. It's too difficult. Well, Krishnamurti said, well, Prabhupada, it's virtually impossible. He says, no, better preach in a ripe field. Preach in America. People there are open, they're willing. They don't have such strange ideas. They haven't completely annihilated the concept of God. In fact, in God we trust is on their currency. So Prabhupada said, go preach there. Specifically said, distribute books, distribute sets of books to well-off people, intelligent people. He says, there's wealthy people for them. If they give us, pretty surprised Prabhupada, to give $1,000 for a set of Prabhupada books didn't cost $1,000, but he says, if you give $1,000, it's nothing. It's just small change out of their pockets. And Srila Prabhupada was emphasizing that. So that was interesting historical event. And of course, in the meantime, preaching did develop in China. And later on, Tamar Krishna Maharaj did go to China. And it's, well, I guess I shouldn't say too much on the internet, but it's going well. And well, that's it for today, and we'll continue again tomorrow. Hare Krishna.